Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Donald Trump has been answering questions from supporters at his first campaign rally since his criminal conviction for fraud a week ago, addressing the cheering crowd in a megachurch in Phoenix in the swing state of Arizona. He said that crime was out of control because what he called an invasion of criminal gangs across the US southern border. Emma Vardy was inside the venue listening to Mr. Trump's speech.
A lot of leading Republicans have rallied behind Trump since his conviction. He's had a lot of big donations and he's been paying tribute to people today. And he's been boasting about those donations. In fact, the Trump campaign saying it's one of its busiest periods of donations ever since he was convicted. But of course, this is a very friendly audience here. But Arizona is, in fact, a very closely run race in the presidential election. It was won by Trump in 2016, narrowly won back by Joe Biden in 2020. And the campaign know that this is a must-win state for anybody who wants to win the presidency.
The UN's Children Agency says that 35 children were among more than 100 civilians feared dead in Wednesday's attack on a village in Jazeera State in central Sudan. UNICEF said the scenes in Wad Al Nura were a grim reminder that children were paying the price for Sudan's brutal civil war. The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has said his African National Congress will seek to form a government of national unity with a broad group of opposition parties. He was speaking in Johannesburg a week after elections in which the ANC lost its majority for the first time since the end of apartheid 30 years ago. Mr. Ramaphosa said the ANC acknowledged people's complaints.
The purpose of the government of national unity must be first and foremost be to tackle the pressing issues that South Africans want to be addressed.
A British woman who says she's the inspiration for the stalker character in the Netflix show Baby Reindeer has sued the company for more than $170 million. The series, a global hit, depicts a delusional and abusive woman named Martha stalking a fictionalised version of its creator, Richard Gadd. Will Vernon reports.
Fiona Harvey, who's widely believed to be the inspiration behind Martha, denies stalking and says the drama's claim to be a true story is the biggest lie in television history. She's filed a lawsuit in California, accusing Netflix of telling brutal lies about her. Her lawyer, Richard Roth, told the BBC he has incontrovertible documentary evidence that his client was never convicted of a crime in the UK. That would contradict a claim made in the series that Martha received a 4.5-year prison sentence for stalking.
World News from the BBC. Dutch voters have chosen their representatives to the European Parliament, with exit polls suggesting a tight race between the Green Left Alliance and the party of the anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders. Although exit polls suggest the alliance will take most of the seats, Mr. Wilders' Freedom Party is on course for big gains, but he doesn't appear to have repeated the strong victory of last November's general election. The British tech tycoon Mike Lynch has been cleared of fraud charges in the United States over the $11 billion sale of his software firm to the computer group Hewlett-Packard. Mr. Lynch had been accused of inflating the value of his firm, Autonomy, ahead of its sale. From New York, Erin Delmore reports.
After 2 days of deliberations by a jury in San Francisco, he's been found not guilty on all counts. The verdict came as a stunning reversal. Mr. Lynch and Autonomy's former finance chief lost a civil trial in the UK 2 years ago. That also focused on allegations that they had inflated Autonomy's revenue before the sale to Hewlett-Packard in 2011. Mr. Lynch said he is elated with today's verdict and grateful to the jury for their attention to the facts and thanked his legal team. He said he was looking forward to getting back to his family and his work in the UK.
Union members are among workers at Samsung in South Korea are out on a one-day strike, the first ever at the giant technology company. About a fifth of the workforce belongs to the National Samsung Electronics Union, which wants an extra day of annual leave and transparent performance-based bonuses. The United States have pulled off one of the biggest upsets in cricket history by beating Pakistan in a T20 World Cup match in Dallas. The host pushed Pakistan to a tie-breaking super over in which the cricket heavyweights faltered. BBC News.